Now, two Gauteng families are grieving following a tragic firearm accident. Grade 10 boys, Zokiso Majola and Njabolo Ndlebe, and a third teenager were playing with a gun when a bullet accidentally killed Ndlebe. Majola later turned the gun on himself in shock and panic, and he too died. The families of the 16-year-olds in grade 10 at the Lesiba Secondary School in Daveyton described it as a playful incident that went wrong. We speak now to spokesperson for the families, Sibosiso Nkabane. Sibosiso, good morning. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum.
All right, so our very, very sincere condolences for such a horrific experience for the families, and thank you for speaking to us this morning. What information can you give us about the incident and how it happened?
We did issue a joint press statement, and as you have indicated and said to the listeners, it was rather a tragic incident. It was a it was just an accident.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the three boys involved. How long have they been friends, and what kind of teenagers were they? I'm sure, as usual, fun loving guys. Just tell us a little bit about them.
When it comes to kids, I mean, they have their own lives when it comes to going to kids.
Brother Sibosiso, you're breaking up quite a bit. I'm not sure whether we have a bad connection with the telephone, but if you could move around a bit so we can see if we can get a better connection with you.
Okay, is this better?
That's better, yes, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, as I was mentioning, the boys have known each other since grade 8, so which means it's going to be 2 years now of being best friends. Love music, love they're around.
We're losing you again. We're really not having a good line with you. Let's maybe try and call you back and see if we can get a clearer connection, if you don't mind, if that's okay with you.
Okay, fine.
All right, thank you so much. We'll just try and quickly see if we can get Brother Sibosiso Nkabane on the line with us again. We're talking about a tragic story that happened a few days ago when two grade 10 boys, three of them in fact, were playing around with the gun, and one of them accidentally, the gun went off and a bullet killed one of them. And the other, out of shock and panic, shot himself as well. And the families are now dealing with this tragedy. And hopefully we'll be able to get Brother Sibosiso Nkabane back on the line to talk to us a little bit about what happened and who these young boys were. It's a tragic start to the new year, a new school year, I would say, for the school and for the parents of these, the families of these young boys. It's also a lesson for us, I think, going forward to make sure that our young children are not in possession of these kinds of guns and things like that that could put them at risk. I mean, children are obviously very curious and want to, play around. They don't realize sometimes the danger of what may go wrong and putting themselves in harm's way. But inshallah, I think we're waiting for to see if we can get Brother Sibosiso on the line. Are you back with us? Okay. Are you back with us, Brother Sibosiso?
Thank you, sir, about the connection.
Oh, that's much better. That's much, much better. All right, so we were talking about the boys. They've been friends, you said, for about 2 years, 2 or 3 years now.
Yes, since grade 8, and they were looking forward to start grade 10 together. They had already picked their subjects. I believe they were going to be in the same class also like this year. By nature, these boys were, they love music, they love fashion, they like clothes, they were just kids.
Teenagers.
But to us, they're kids. They're still kids.
Yes.
The incident, it is so tragic.
So what exactly happened, if you want to tell us? I mean, Zikiso, did he show the firearm to his friends?
Okay, so when they got outside the gate at the Majola household. Zokiso went into his home, right? Because it's his home. He went inside and came back again with two caps, like for both of his friends. So he gave a cap to one of his friends. I don't know, maybe it was Christmas gifts for over the festive season since they were first time seeing each other. So apparently they handed them like caps, one to either friend. So, and he had hidden the revolver underneath one of the caps. So I think it was just a matter of trying to impress the friends, firstly with their caps and secondly with the gun. And then that's where the incident ensued. And the gun fired. And today we're just warning brothers.
Yes. So the firearm belonged to his grandfather, who's now deceased. And I'm sure that it must have been, you know, wanting to show them or talk about his grandfather, whom he must have had fond memories of.
We believe so, yeah. His grandfather was quite fond of him, and him also of his grandfather. I mean, he taught him most of the things, that he knew. So, yeah, they had quite a close relationship. Sadly, the grandfather passed on due to COVID-19 when the pandemic broke through. So, yeah.
So how are the two families dealing and coping with the tragedy? What has the impact been like on the community as well? And there was a third friend involved, so he must be dealing with this pretty badly, having to witness this and lose.
The third friend is pretty much devastated. I mean, we as families, we've decided to actually move him and try and get his family to actually, like, protect him, because the media has been able to get hold of his identity somehow. We don't know how. And we did, in my press statements, I did state that we like to protect his identity and his state of mind. However, the media has been hounding him. And, yeah, it's unfair also, man, for the media to...
No, it is.
Given what he saw, firstly, the experience. Two of his best friends are gone. Three, now he has to live this experience day after day, people asking him questions, trying to cross-check the statements against his own statements, whereas... He was the eyewitness. He was there. So we can't be doing this to this poor child.
No, that's absolutely true. And he's a teenager. I don't think they have the authority to speak to him or even reveal his identity if he's underage. Exactly. Yes. So and it's really a sad time, I think, you know, for him to be dealing with this. And right now he needs all the strength and support that he needs, rather than have anybody hound him. And the two families, are they dealing with this right now? It must be difficult.
The families understand what happened. And just to give an example, I witnessed both mothers crying at each other's arms, trying to console each other. And that's what has been happening throughout the whole week.
Yes. Yeah, it's a shared tragedy. So I'm sure yes. What has the impact been like on the community? I'm sure this is an eye-opener for young people out there as well.
The community, because communities have been visiting both homes, the main message that we keep on getting is that they understand, they feel our pain. They can also not explain why this thing had happened the way it has. Because we've lost two boys that we should have lost. However, it has happened. It is unfortunate. It is sad. And they were friends. So losing two friends in one day, the way we did, it's just truly devastating.
Absolutely. So when will the funeral be held for both the friends?
Zogisa Majola hails from the Eastern Cape, so the burial is going to be performed in Umtata in the Eastern Cape, I believe on Thursday, and the Ndlebe family will lay Jabulani Ndlebe on Friday morning.
Are the families receiving any support, particularly from the Department of Education? And what about their friends at school as well?
Luckily enough, I mean, I'm a family member as well, and I've decided to be responsible enough to act as a spokesperson for both families, given the significance of the attention that this
yes. has.
I've been communicating with the school. I went to the school, and the teachers and also the learners, they've been receiving psychosocial guidance. The psychosocial people also came through to the home to also speak to us. And I also believe they may have also done the same with the Majola family too.
All right. We won't keep you any longer. I'm sure it must be a devastating time for both families and you want to spend more time with them. But we do pass our condolences on to both families. And we pray that the third child involved in this, you know, hopefully he gets the support that he needs from the Department of Education as well. I think he's going to need a lot of counseling. And we hope that, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel for all of these families. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. The surviving little young man needs all the love he can get from both families,
yes.
from the community, from his school, because he lost two friends. Either family lost
yeah.
one child, however, he lost both his best friends. So we need to be a little bit empathetic, given his age, and also given that he saw this event happening in front of his eyes, and that
yes.
also... It's just too traumatic for a child to go through such an experience.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's something that he's going to carry with him for the rest of his life. So people need to be a little more cognizant of the fact that right now he's not just grieving, but he's handling a lot more than grief. And it's a really sad state for him to be in. But our thoughts and prayers are with him and the families involved as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, too.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. That was spokesperson Sibosiso Nkabane for the two families who lost their children tragically, two boys, grade 10 boys, you know, accidentally. One was killed with the gun that he was trying to show his friends, and the second one, in panic and shock, turned the gun on himself, and he died as well. And the third boy, who witnessed all of this, going through a very traumatic time.